Welcome to Thursday Night Battle Cry. Praise God. Good to be back on the air with you. And there's a few things I'd like to mention before I get into the study tonight. And we're continuing on with talking about soul ties here and how it works in the relationship with deliverance. I guess most of you have heard, if not, I'm going to mention it, that the Moonies are trying to establish a church in this city. And I would just like to say this, in case you're confronted with some of these people, they are not Christians, although they do claim to be Christians, they are not Christians. And if you're interested in any literature, you know, to find out what they're about, just write us or call us at 457-8855 and we'll send you some information, because we don't want to be deceived. And Reverend Moon has been found out to be a fraud, and you just have to read some of his doctrine to believe it. I mean, to believe how blasphemy this man is, what he says. He thinks he's a second advent of Jesus Christ. He's God in flesh now, and he's totally blasphemous. So I just want to mention that. And these people that's in his Unification Church, I believe many of them are sincerely deceived. I believe they're very zealous, and I believe a lot of them want God. And they have some bits of truth, but they are a cult, and they're a long ways from being Christian. And the best thing we can do for these people is pray for them. Pray that God would bring them out of that cult and into his glorious Son, Jesus Christ, and have a real relationship with God. So if you're interested, write us. We got material that we can send you, because they are in the city, and they're going to have some big fling this weekend trying to establish a church in the city. I think the closest one is in Berkeley. So I just wanted to mention that, because I feel like we have the freedom of speech, and I feel like we need to warn the Christians, don't be deceived by the Moonies, because they are not Christian, and they are definitely beggars. They beg everywhere they go and solicit funds to promote what they're doing and their cause. Praise God. So we just need to pray for these people, because they're definitely deceived in what they're doing. And the second thing I want to mention is next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday here at the camp at Free Love Ministries, we're going to have Ken Sporhees from Honolulu. And I've mentioned it before that he's going to be teaching on Jezebel and Ahab. These are demonic spirits that men and women have. And if you're interested, only if you're interested, and you may have some problems in this area, call us at 457-8855 and let us know that you'd like to attend, because this is not open just for anybody. But if you're wanting to find out a little bit about the teaching, you're wanting to see deliverance in action, then you come and you'll see it. And we plan on having deliverance those three nights. And, of course, it's not limited to these particular spirits, but we are going to be teaching on that. And when we were over there this past couple of weeks, we had some tremendous deliverance sessions. And he's got some things that he has learned from God on these particular demons that cause trouble in the home and in marriages and the church and all this. So if you're interested, then you call us, and we'll give you the address here. And we just would like to see people come out that's really interested in this. And if you have need of deliverance, and you know you've got spirits, and you know you need to be set free, then begin to pray and trust God that God will meet you. And if people come with an open heart and an open mind, they can receive from God. Don't come and be a spectator to look on, because you won't get anything. Come expecting to receive from God. And this is not a hidden thing, but it is limited because of space. So we do have our own people that come here. But we would like to just to say this, because he's only going to be here a couple, 3 days. And he's going to be teaching specifically on the Ahab spirit and the Jezebel spirit. And you probably are not familiar with these if you don't know anything about deliverance. But these are demons that actually live in people that control. They have a heavy control over people's lives, and people are in bondage to this. And I personally have dealt with quite a few of these spirits myself. And if you want to get a background, all you have to do is study Jezebel and Ahab in the Bible. You'll see how those spirits operated through them. Jezebel and Ahab was king and queen in Israel. And Ahab took the lesser role when he should have took the greater role, because he was the man. He was supposed to take the role, but Jezebel, the queen, took the greater role. And this is what we see in marriages a lot of times. The man is submissive to the woman, and the role should not be that way, because God has put the man in to be the head of the house. In a Christian house, I want to put that. It won't work, you know, in any other way. This is for the Christian home. And it's not a domineering headship. It is a headship that's totally ordained by God, and the man is supposed to be seeking God. Therefore, he'll have God's mind when he rules his house. And the man is, God has set the man in the church to be the leader. Not that women don't have a place, they do have a place. But you'll see these two, how they operated, how spirits worked with them, Satan worked with them to reverse the roles and made God very angry with that. And she finally ended up losing her life, and so did he. So these are spirits that have been passed down through generations here, and they live in people today, the same old nasty spirits that cause problems in homes and in churches. And like I say, we've dealt with these things, and they're live demons. So if you may think you might have this, if men, if you can't seem to take the headship in your family, and you seem to be browbeat by the wife, then maybe you have those particular sets of spirits. It's not you, it's those spirits. And we know this is what it is, and we see deliverance. We've worked with many people here. They can testify that it works. They were spirits, and they've been set free, and are much happier now. We've seen marriages put back together because of these nasty old spirits. And we just want to encourage people that you can receive from God if you will be honest with God. And, of course, these spirits will make you think opposite the way God thinks, because that's how they operate. The woman wants the rule of the man. That's what Jezebel did. And they make you think that you're supposed to be superior. And if the men, they make you think you're supposed to be lesser, that you're supposed to be dominated over by the woman. That's how those spirits operate. That's how they make you think. But God does have a principle of operation. And I'm not very dogmatic on, you know, this type of thing, but I do know they are spirits, and I do know God has a perfect order for a marriage and for a home and for a church. And anything less than that is out of order. Praise God. So if you're interested, just give us a call or write us, and we'll expect to see you. Now, we had been talking about soul ties in relationship to deliverance. How soul ties need to be broke. If they're evil soul ties, they need to be broke so you can be set free in certain areas. And in case you wouldn't tuned in Monday night, I just want to maybe update a little bit that the word soul tie is in the Bible, and it is described as a word that could be in knit, the word knit, bound up, cleave, or clave. Now, of course, the word cleave has a double meaning. It means to separate or to bring closer together. Praise God. So, to cleave or to adhere, especially firm, as with a glue, see, to be glued, or to be attached to anyone, to be lovely devoted, and or it could be a soul tie, evil. An evil soul tie. And this happens with so many people. I'm so glad God showed me this truth, because I used to wonder about myself. You know, why I used to have continual tormenting dreams. You know, when I come out of the world and became a Christian, I used to have tormenting dreams of certain people. For years as a Christian, I say, God, what is going on? I can't get these things out of my mind. It may have been a rock star. It may have been somebody I knew in the drug world. And you may have the same problem with maybe a previous sex relationship. See, these are things that our soul was knit or cleaved to their soul, and therefore, so that soul tie is broken and severed, then we'll continue to be attached to them in a certain realm. See, we're attached in the spirit world by Satan. And, of course, there is good soul ties, like Jonathan and David's soul were knit together. They loved one another in the love of God. It wasn't a homosexual relationship. Let's not twist this thing. But it was a true love out of God's heart. And I talked about some soul ties here. I talked about the soul ties between friends. I talked about the soul tie between father and son. And I talked about soul ties to the world. We need to break the soul ties to the world. Some Christians carry on over in their Christian walk some of their soul ties they had with the world. They can't give up rock and roll music. They can't give up rock stars. They can't give up TV stars. They can't give up a lot of things they had in the world, and they try to carry it in their Christian walk, and they're very miserable. Well, you need to break soul ties, and it's very simple. You just pray. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I wish to break the soul tie. You name the person or the place or even the thing. And say, God, I need my soul severed from their soul. And this happens in the spirit. And this is preparation work for deliverance. We like to tell people all about this, so when they come for deliverance, they can have a lot of soul ties, and they have a lot of curses broke, and they can have a lot of their ground ready to be worked in, see? So this is not a cultish thing. Someone said, well, that sounds kind of cultish. Well, it's not cultish. It's all through the Bible. And, of course, the word soul tie is nothing other than to be bound or knit together, cleave or clave. That's what it means. Our souls are knit or bound or clave, or to be joined together with somebody else's soul. And, of course, God wants our soul to be joined with His soul. This is what he's talking about. We should be one new man, a new creation, a new creature in him. That our soul is knit with his. And of course, this is where our problem is, people, is in the soul realm. Our soul is open territory for demons. They inhabit the soul of man. They don't inhabit the spirit. They do inhabit the body. But as a Christian, they can't inhabit our spirit because it's sealed by the blood of Jesus. But they can inhabit the soul realm, our mind, our will, and our emotions. How many knows this is where the battle is? It's in our mind, our thought life. It's in our will, that old stubborn will, and we don't want to do things God wants us to do, you know, in our obedience realm. And our emotions, we get all upset, you know, we get depressed, or we get anxiety, or we get fearful. These are emotions. And that's how demons play on us. Praise God. So we can have soul ties that cause us to be tormented in these three areas, the mind, will, and emotions. So if you've got problems like that, you ought to need to start praying and say, God, show me what it is I need to break a soul tie with. And you will see you will get relief in certain areas. You may be plagued with dreams or sexual fantasies or, like I say, nightmares. Or a lot of things could be tormenting you. You could continually hear certain music. I talk to a lot of young people that say, I keep hearing these rock songs going over and over, and I don't want to hear those things because I give my life to Christ. What is that? Well, they may have a soul tie with a particular rock group. See, I did. I was very much into rock music, acid rock, when I was in the world. And I had certain soul ties with rock groups. There was my soul was knit with their soul. I could relate to what they were saying. It was evil. It was an evil soul tie. Nonetheless, what they had to say related to me, and I just joined my soul. And Satan, through the spirit world, joined and fastened our souls together. And this is how soul ties work. Praise God. It's not just limited to the physical thing. It's done in the spirit realm. Well, I'm sure you can understand that. It's not very complicated. It's very simple. Actually, the Word of God is simple. Man tries to make it complicated, but it isn't. And I talked about we could have a soul tie to a pastor or leader. And this is good. If the man or the woman of God is walking right with God, it's wonderful to have a soul tie and be joined with them. But also, we find out so many times that the pastor or leader is not walking right with God. If we have a soul tie with us, then it is an evil soul tie, and they dominate us. We can be threatened by them. We can be continually harassed by their spirit. I was under a cultish leader like this one time, and I know. I used to just have bad thoughts and bad dreams because the person wasn't walking right with God, although I submitted to them because God wanted me to, to learn some lessons. And I was not a flip-flop Christian from running from one church and one leader to another. When God sent me a place, we sit there until God said, get out. And when we sit there, we gave it our all. And I expect this out of Christians, and so does God. I worry about people that run from church to church, you know, and won't submit anywhere. And I've heard people say, well, I'm a free spirit. I don't have to submit anywhere. Brother, if you can't submit to somebody, you won't submit to God. They say, well, God's my head. Well, I tell you what, God uses people for us to submit to. And we must submit to one another. We must learn how to sit and learn from others. I've had to do this a tremendous amount of times, is sit and learn from others. And God has sent me in to be a pastor now, but I am submitted to God, and also I'm submitted to some other brother. And, you know, I have a communication with God, but I know that we must keep open to others. But we've got to be cautious that we don't get joined with people just because of threats. See? Yeah, the Bible says that, but also you can't submit yourself to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that says he's of God, because there's a lot of them. There's a bunch of phonies and fakers running around saying they're of God or they're not of God. So this is something we have to be careful about. And let's see, tonight I want to talk about soul ties formed by fornication and adultery, immorality. Now this is something that needs to be talked about, because I tell you, we don't have to point the finger at the world, Christians. We better start pointing the finger at ourselves, because a lot of Christians are living in this realm tonight. A lot of Christians that I've met and along the years, and still now, I meet them all the time, that's living in fornication, living in adultery, immorality, homosexuality, all these filthy things, and yet they think they're going to make it into the kingdom of God. But let me tell you, you got another thing coming if you think God is going to let an unclean person enter into heaven. It says no adulterer, fornicator, one that works witchcraft. You know, all you can just read about these people here in Revelation and other places in the Bible will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, he's talking about Christians that's doing these things. He's not just talking about the world. If they're not born again, they can't even enter in. But he's talking about Christians that's doing these things. And I know there's certain churches in this town and ministries in this town that their people are dabbling in sin like you would not believe. They don't know what it means to separate. They're still joined to the world, and they, for God's sake, they need to break soul ties. They're hung up in Jesus rock music and acid rock music. They're running around looking like the world, talking like the world, meeting in bars after church and discussing the latest drug deals and laying around with one another and getting drunk. I'm telling you, this is going on in God's house today, and it needs to be exposed. It needs to be talked about. This business of once saved is always saved is a lie of the devil. Our names can be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. If you think that I'm wrong, you better search the Scriptures. In fact, I'm doing a track on it right this morning. I was working on one this morning. Can a saved man be lost? You better believe they can be lost. They can be lost. If you're not walking right with God and you're going to participate in sin, continue that lifestyle, and yet claim fire insurance, you have another thing coming. You think you're going to enter in with God. God can blot our names out. So I want to read a scripture out of Genesis 34, 2 and 3. And I want to talk about soul ties formed by fornication and adultery, immorality, and all these filthy sexual packages here. It says, "And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hevite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul," now I want you to hear this, "and his soul," now we know his body was joined with her, don't we, in fornication. But it says, "his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel." Now, the word, clave here. Yeah, the word clave goes back to the word that I have mentioned, you know, clave or cleave, which has a double meaning. It means to separate or bring close together. And it's a primitive root here. Primitive root. And it means to abide fast and to cleave, to keep, stick together. This is what the Strong's Concordance, cling or adhere. Now here, he joined to a woman, and his soul was clave unto her. In other words, their soul was connected by fornication and immorality here, see? And this is what I'm trying to say. If you're committing fornication as a Christian, and if you lay with somebody, they could be a Christian, they could be a sinner, your bodies are joined also, and also your souls could be knit together, and you have a soul tie, an evil soul tie. And then later on you may repent of that and ask God to forgive you, but your soul still is bound to her soul or his soul. Therefore, you could be plagued by this certain relationship. And I'm sure some of you out there tonight, this is ringing a bell to you, because this is very prevalent in the Christian circles today, fornication and adultery and all this filth. And it ought to be, but it is. And if you've got this problem, then you need to first, number one, ask God to forgive you for your relationship that you committed, the sin you committed as a Christian. And also, you need to break soul ties with that particular man or woman that you committed this with, and have that tie broke. And then you'll find yourself, you have a lot more freedom. And we have people come in sometime, they really want to go with God, and they're troubled, they're vexed, and they say, you know, "I've got this problem, I've got that problem." And usually, when we pry around long enough, it stems back to some soul tie with some person or thing. And once it's broken, then deliverance will come. Some demons can be cast out. And see, if you as a Christian lay with a harlot, you take in that harlot spirit. Remember, the Bible says, if you're joined with anybody, you become one flesh. Whatever they have, you can get it. Yeah, you can get VD or AIDS or anything in the natural, but you can also get some of their spirits in you. They can come through the... to them and to you. And this is how people get demonized a lot, by contacting things of sin. Praise God. And Jesus Christ wants to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, but we must use his blood. We must use the things he has for us. But if we continue laying around and sinning, don't expect God to do too much, because he's given us provision, but we must act on that provision. We must ask forgiveness. We must have the initiative enough to break soul ties. See? And a lot of people, they don't know this, so therefore they go on in their Christian walk being hexed and vexed and tormented, and pretty soon a lot of people just totally backslide and say, "Well, I just can't walk it out." Why? Satan has a hold in your life. He has a certain hold on you that you can't overcome, because he's got that. And this is where we need to close all doors to him. We need to take away all the ground he has in us. This is what taking dominion is. Whatever Satan has, we take dominion. And we need to discipline ourselves enough to fight a good fight and win. Praise God. Okay, now I want to talk about another soul tie here that's very prevalent. And that soul tie is formed in marriage relationships. And This is another very touchy situation, is in marriages. And I just want to read the scripture we're all familiar with here in Genesis, the second chapter, in verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now here's what it says. If you cleave into somebody, you shall be one flesh with them. In other words, in your humanity, you're joined together, especially in a marriage. They got problems, you take those problems on. They take your problems on. You become one in the spirit. Your souls are joined together. Praise God, through marriage. Now, also in Numbers 30, there's a word there, bound. And you can bind your soul with a promise, and it is up to us to keep that promise, or may forever haunt you, see? Now the word bound, going back to something like cleave here, means to yoke or hitch. To fasten in any sense, to join in battle, bind fast, gird, harness, hold, keep, make, ready. There's a lot of meanings here. Put in bonds, set in array, tie. All these come out of the strong concordance here. And if we make a vow, see, and it says, you know, if we're bound by marriage, then we make a vow. Therefore, if we do it in God, if God joins us together, people, listen to me. If God joins a marriage together, if God joins two people, don't let anybody break it. And this is where the misunderstanding comes in about marriages. But a lot of people get married when they committed a sin. Say they wasn't even saved, they commit fornication, they get married. And when they get married, going to church, and then if they have problems, and the first thing it's thrown at them, well, you can't break your relationship. God joined together. God never joined them together. They joined themselves together through fornication and lust. After, when you are a Christian and God truly does bring you together, it's another thing. We are not held accountable for what we do in sin, and when we come into the kingdom of God, God always holds us to that. This is not a very popular teaching, but it's very controversial because there's two sides of this thing, and many people live torments and agonies of the damned because of this particular belief here. But I tell you, if God has joined us together and we are married as Christians, we had better watch out that nobody or we do separate one from another, because we're going to be held accountable. But you're not held accountable when you are a sinner and you're living in and out of sin, and then you become a Christian and they try to use that on you. You know, God never joined you together to start with. Satan probably did. I've heard people say, well, I picked my wife up in a bar. You know? Well, did God join you together in the bar? You were both sloppy drunk and you went out and laid with one another? Of course not. Then how can God hold you accountable for that in His sight? This is something to think about. Praise God. And if we make a marriage vow or a promise, then we must fulfill that, see? And that's when our souls is tied together in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is something we must be careful about, that, you know, divorces and all this stuff as a Christian, we got to be careful, because if God truly does pick our mates out for us, He joins us together and we get married in His name and His blessing, then we better be careful. Praise God. And the only reason that you can break in is by adultery there. But if you're joined together with somebody before you're a Christian, then you're having a miserable life after that, then you better pray and seek God if God even joined you together. See? Praise God. So, anyway, these are some areas that trouble people. And I want to mention one more before I end the talk on soul ties, and that's we can have soul ties with one another as Christians. And there's a scripture in Colossians 2nd chapter 2 and also verse 19. It talks about us being joined together. Praise God. And of course that word means to drive together, unite in association or affection. See, we can be in love with one another in Christ and join together. Our souls can be knit with one another through God's love. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to love one another in Christ. We really don't have the kind of love it takes in the natural to love one another, but in God's love, we can be joined together. Our souls can be joined together in a Christian walk, see? And we can be knit together in affection one towards another. And this is how the body is put together, see? It's knit together. Remember the scripture says we are knit and compacted together? All the joints together makes up the body of Christ. It's like it's glued together, brought together. Well, it's brought together by God's Spirit. And we're joined by the Spirit. And our souls could be joined with one another. We may love one another. And also, we need to walk this out. And it isn't just this sloppy, agape love. You know, I love your brother and you're stabbing him in the back. I'm not talking about that kind of love. That's phony love. But the real love is when God can work through us and we can see people the way they are, the way God sees them. And this is what's so disgusting sometimes about some of these Pentecostal and charismatic circles. I know, I've been in them many years here, and it's this sloppy, agape love. You know, it's this kissy face, lovey-dovey stuff, and it's so phony and so fake. And all the time we may be cutting them up and slicing them to pieces with our mouth. But the true love comes when God joins our soul together with them. It can only be done by God. We can't do it out of flesh. And when God joins us together, then we're really joined together. But it's done through God's love. It isn't done through a fleshly human love. Praise God. So I just hope that this couple of broadcasts has helped some of you on the soul ties, because a lot of you are probably plagued with these things. And just act on what you've been taught here. Begin to break soul ties with things that maybe have tormented you. If you've got good soul ties, then praise God for it. You know, it's wonderful to have good soul ties with people and things and places. Praise God. And we, number one, we need to have our soul tied and knit together with Jesus Christ. And this is where Christians, I tell you, if you're not joined together with Jesus Christ in a relationship, then you are going to fall sooner or later. You've got to be joined together. You can't be joined together just by a church membership. See, or by denominational name. That will not get the job done. It's got to be done through the Spirit. Your heart's got to be joined with His heart. Your soul must be joined with His soul. And your will must be joined to His will. And this will work for you. Then you will be a successful Christian. Then you can walk in dominion. Then you'll have a fulfilling life as a Christian. But if you are not joined together with Him in a relationship, and you just go to church and say, well, I belong to a particular church, you more likely are an empty Christian tonight. And we find a lot of empty Christians. And I just keep telling people to get down in their prayer closet, get with God for heaven's sake, and begin to seek God and cry to God. Say, God, I need to feel you. I need to know you. Let's not try to just live a vicarious life through the pastor or through some organization or through some ministry or something. Let's get joined to God. He's our Savior. He's our provider. He's our one that is going to give us our all. He's the one that makes us or breaks us. It's Jesus Christ. It isn't man. Praise God. Well, my time is up tonight. And remember, if you want to come to these meetings, let us know, because they're going to start next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. And also tune in again Monday night at 8 o'clock, and we're going to talk about, I think, curses. How curses affect us as Christians. Can a Christian be cursed and carry a curse? Well, let's find out if they can or not. See, let's not be dumb about this thing. Let's see if we can or not. And I'll be talking about that. So just tune in. Praise God. And just continue to pray and ask God to show you areas in your life that you need to come up on, that you need to repent of, and let God fill you up with His presence and Spirit. So we'll see you back Monday night, and God bless you.